the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I am Todd Starnes, and it is great to have you with us today. Now, many of you are wondering, and if we can turn down the audio there, folks, on the Comrex, and we'll bring Jeff Stein in just a moment. But I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for all of our great hosts that have been filling in all week. I will be back officially in the anchor chair on Monday. Just got back in from Los Angeles and am tentatively scheduled to go to North Carolina. However, that may or may not happen, and it's not looking very good. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to start out the show today. First of all, by saying that many of our listeners across the southeastern United States, and we've got about a little over a dozen radio stations that carry this program, and many of you guys are under some sort of a flood emergency right now. And I was just checking in with our good friend Art Cooley over at WHKP in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and wanted to pass along this information to all of our listeners in Rutherford, North Carolina, where a life-threatening flash flood emergency has been declared. There is imminent failure of the Lake Lure Dam. And emergency evacuations are now underway. So if you haven't heard that news, and maybe you're listening to the show right now, you guys need to get to a higher ground immediately. The video coming out of Atlanta, Valdosta, Georgia, and, of course, across Florida is just unbelievable. The aftermath of this hurricane that came through last night and is still causing big problems across many of the southern states. So our good friend Jeff Stein is going to be coming in just a matter of moments. But I wanted to step in here before I head off to the airport. And I just wanted to let you guys know we are certainly thinking about you guys, praying for you guys. And today we want to know what's happening in your neighborhoods, what's happening in your communities. Many of you are stuck at home. Many of you have seen your homes flooded or damaged as a result of the storms, and we'd love for you to give us a call. You are the eyes and ears of this program. We've got a lot of news to cover today, but I know this is an important story for so many of our listeners, and we want to do what we can to pass along information. They are telling the authorities are telling people just stay home. It's just too dangerous out there. Asheville, North Carolina, you guys just got nailed. So we certainly are thinking about you guys. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Jeff's going to be taking your calls throughout this first hour of the show, but we want to hear from you. What are conditions like in places like Statesville and Gainesville, Georgia, Cleveland, Georgia? We know that a lot of folks in the Atlanta area having to be rescued from their homes and from their cars is just an absolutely insane day. And it's one of these situations where the aftermath of the hurricane is worse than the actual hurricane itself. So anyway, I've got to scoot out and get ready to head hopefully to North Carolina. We will let you know if that event gets canceled, the Big Salt and Light Conference, which is scheduled to begin tonight and all the way into tomorrow. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our good friend from the blowtorch of the Midwest, Jeff Stein at KXEL, will join us. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Balance of Nature Supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a doctor myself. I've used it, and I've turned a lot of my patients on to it as well. It's a good product.
I've actually taken the bottles up to them, and you know, my doctor, he tells me, keep doing it.
I am 87 years old, and I am an RN, and my PhD work is in anatomy and physiology. I watched your advertisement on TV, and I thought, I'll try it for just a month. I have stayed on it. Just think it is a marvelous product.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a 6-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25 and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and a Friday edition of the Todd Starn Show. I'm Jeff Stein. I'll take it from here. Todd, good enough to delay his trip to the airport to check in with all of you. And what an amazing situation with Hurricane Helene and the aftermath. And so many good Todd Starnes listeners across the country, certainly, but in some areas that have really been hit by this. You folks in Cleveland, Georgia, listening to WRWH. The good folks who are in North Georgia, Gainesville, WDUN, WHKP in Hendersonville, North Carolina, WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. All of you folks, I know you call in all the time when I'm here. You call in when Todd is here. And our thoughts and prayers are certainly with all of you folks today. And if you are safe and are able to tell us what's going on, we would love to hear from you. It is Open Line Friday, and we'll take any topic, obviously. But certainly, if you'd like to tell us how things are in your corner of the world as Helene has made its way up and moving very quickly. Again, the phone number, as always, is 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Heavy rain. I talked to some folks in North Carolina this morning, and they've already gotten the heavy rain, and it's just moving north with that devastating wind as well. Now, here I am, landlocked in the state of Iowa, but we used to live on a river. And when you get a heavy rain, and there was one occasion where it was, I think, 6 inches of rain overnight just north of us, well, that river would flash up, and you'd have to take immediate action. We also get an awful lot of tornadoes in my state of Iowa. Well, what if you had the flash of the water and the devastation of the tornado combined? That's what you get with these hurricanes and the tropical storm systems as they move north. Now, I'm no scientist, I'm no meteorologist, but imagine the double whammy. This is just devastating stuff. We're just beginning to figure out the impact. And if you are safe and if you are able to give us a report from where you are, if you were affected by Hurricane Helene, please do call. Ben is on the line and he'll be happy to take your report, get you in the queue so that we can join you on the air and tell America in Starnes Nation what exactly is going on. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Much to get to today in terms of other news, and as I said, it's Open Line Friday, and whatever is on your mind, we will definitely work you into the conversation. Coming up just after the bottom of this hour, we are scheduled to speak with the congressman from the 6th District of Virginia, Representative Ben Klein. All right, they kicked the can down the road. No SAVE Act attached. Good plan, bad policy. What do we do from here? Congressman Klein joining us in just about 15 minutes or so. This morning, the Prime Minister of Israel, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, spoke at the United Nations and said his nation will continue degrading Hezbollah until Israel achieves its goals along the northern border with Lebanon. And now we know that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, carried out a precision strike on the central headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut. The headquarters intentionally built under residential buildings as part of Hezbollah's strategy of using the Lebanese people as human shields. And again, October 7, the one-year anniversary of the Hamas terror attacks on Israel. The next day, Hezbollah joined in from the north. So Prime Minister Netanyahu is at the United Nations today, and the IDF still taking care of business. They claim hitting the central headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut. And as that story evolves, we will definitely keep you posted on that as well. So as Todd attempts to make his way to North Carolina, the Democrat presidential nominee, following, of course, the coup that you and I talked about on the program Wednesday and that we all know happened, the current vice president, who is in a desperate attempt to reinvent herself, is actually going, and I hope you folks are sitting down, she's going to the southern border today. I know. No time like the present. 5 weeks before an election. What was so fascinating about this is the fact that she was given the task by Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. to take care of the issues leading to why so many people are coming in through the southern border. And at one point, after she was pressed and pressed, you know, she finally went not to the border, but to an office off the border in Texas. You don't want to go to the border unless you are willing to do something about it. You remember how hesitant she was to visit the border. Let's go to a flashback, and I believe, guys, it's cut number 4.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
No, of course you don't, but America understood the point very well.
Well, I've never been to the moon.
Well, we would love to put you on a rocket, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. Notice in that cut she said, at some point she would go to the border. Apparently the some point is 5 weeks before an election. Now, this is the thing that's also interesting. Where is she going? She's going to Arizona. She's not going to Texas. Arizona is a swing state and very important in this election. So the Democratic nominee by fiat shows up in Arizona 5 weeks before the election to talk about how strong she will be with regard to security on the southern border. What I hope fervently that American voters figure out, you all know this, but I hope enough other people figure it out. She keeps talking about these failed policies and we have to move forward. You can't keep looking back, as if Donald Trump is the incumbent. So she is not only whitewashing and eliminating any mention of the fact that she has been the title partner in the Biden-Harris administration that led us to such a horrendous situation. She's ignoring all of that, hoping you don't remember it, and acting like she's the new voice. You cannot have this both ways. Madam Vice President, you cannot say you're the last one in the room for important decisions and then abdicate responsibility for any of the decisions. You cannot be the vice president who, as president of the Senate, breaks more ties than anyone in history to get bloated spending bills through Congress and then complain later about government spending. You cannot be, Madam Vice President, the person who is the loyal partner in the administration and then later say, well, it's not the way I would have done it. If she had any competence or credibility whatsoever, she would have been an influential member of the administration. But who was listening to her in any of these meetings? No one. No one, because either those who are really pulling the strings at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue had a different plan, or she has no reasonable insight and influence in the current administration. You can't say that your number one reason for us to vote for you is the fact that you're the vice president in this great administration, and then say you take no responsibility for anything that happened. You notice that the folks at the White House had no problem with their fawning sycophants in the formerly mainstream media calling her the border czar when it suited their purposes. But then when the policies are under review because they have been not only a failure, but are leading to the next dangerous attack on our nation from within, more dangerous than any of the other attempted attacks, you can't at that point say, well, she really didn't have anything to do with the border. Are you, in fact, the most influential member of the administration getting into the ear of the president to get your work done? Or are you not? And if you're not, then what are your qualifications to run for president? Yeah, not really a lot of great qualifications. And I think, and I hope, that Americans are figuring out what's really going on here. CNN is probably going to stop asking voters questions based on this response. It's cut two, guys.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
I was going to take a sip of coffee, and I didn't, which is really good because I would have sprayed it across the control room here in the radio studio. Liar! We should use that as a drop, as they say in radio. You just kind of drop it in every now and again. Just the kids saying liar. If it's evident to young people, it should be evident to any undecided voters out there. Are there really undecided voters? I don't know. I think very clearly 40% are going to vote for her, 40% are going to vote for Mr. Trump, and then we've got the jump ball of the other 20%. Now, I've had some folks say that's really only 10% because these sides are so opposed to one another, diametrically opposed in terms of policy. I wonder how many who are not now signed up and putting a sign in the yard and casting a ballot, I wonder how many of those folks will simply stay home in this election. Staying home is not a great option either. Casting an informed ballot based upon the positions and the situation, that is the only way we're going to save the nation. And it requires every one of us, Starnes Nation, in doing our part, not just to vote, not just to be a poll watcher, but make sure other people who are like-minded vote as well. Now, we want to pay very close attention to the aftermath of the hurricane. And again, we invite you to call in with your reports at 901-260-5926. But I have a list of things, and we will get to it during the program today. It may be the next hour, but I have a list of things so that when the question is asked, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I've got the answer. The short answer is no, you are not better off than you were 4 years ago. I've got the numbers to prove it. On all sorts of matters, like your income, gas prices, credit card debt, inflation, the things that matter to you and your family. There is no way anyone who looks at numbers can say we are better off now than we were 4 years ago. We will have that conversation, and if you need to take some notes so that when you come upon one of your liberal friends, Do you really have any liberal friend? Well, in any case, you'll have the information. We'll get information from Congressman Ben Klein. That's coming up after the break. Queue up on the phone lines, would you? 901-260-5926. Liberty University Studio, Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio. This is the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today from the free state of Iowa. It's an open line Friday. Call us at 901-260-5926. And if you are in the areas affected by the hurricane, know that we are thinking about you and praying for you. And if you're able to safely call in and let us know how things are going, please do. 901-260-5926. As I look at the radar, I see an awful lot of rain coming through areas of the 6th District of Virginia. That is the area of the world represented by our guest now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He's Representative Ben Klein. Representative Klein, Jeff Stein in for Todd today. How are you, sir?
Jeff, great to be with you.
How is the weather up there? I'm seeing areas like Staunton and Roanoke had pretty good rain.
Yeah, they're getting a couple bands of the hurricane hitting, so it's sporadic. We're driving home from the swamp, so I guess it's appropriate that the weather is swampy. But in our district, we're hopeful that people are careful and not and taking precautions and not going out when they don't need to.
I certainly understand why you'd want to leave the D.C. swamp. Not much to be real proud of this week, was there?
No, it's a mess. We need to make a change in November so that we can get some leadership from the executive branch and have Donald Trump in there helping us to move in a more conservative direction.
Tell America how you voted on this continuing resolution that keeps the government funded through December 20th.
Well, I voted for it because what we can't afford right now is to allow the Democrats to use a shutdown as election interference. And that's what they would do. They would hang it around Donald Trump's neck, even though he's not in office. They would hang it around Republicans running for the Senate in Montana and in Ohio and in Pennsylvania. And they'd hang it around Republican House members. We can't lose the House or the Senate. Or the White House. We need all three to save this country. So we can have this conversation in December just as easily as we're having it right now, and I'd rather have it then.
Virginia Congressman Ben Klein joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday. So the continuing resolution was passed. The SAVE Act was not a part of it. Is that the sort of thing that just wasn't going to fly, and if it would have passed, even if it would have passed the House, the Senate would have blocked it? Is it again the theory of, all right, we let you all know, America, where we stand, we want this, but we also want to be back here in January to do even bigger things, and so it had to go to the side.
I do want to be back in January with majorities that are going to pass H.R. 2, which is going to help secure the
yes
from our laws regarding subs and maybe remain in Mexico where if you're playing in Mexico instead of being let loose into the country with the crime that's resulting and the drugs that are coming across. We need Donald Trump in the White House to be able to sign these bills into law. But you're right. The SAVE Act would have been, and I voted for that CR as well, because that would have included an requirement that to register to vote, you have to show proof of citizenship. Right now, it's illegal to vote in federal elections if you are not here legally, and that's current law, but that's on the enforcement side, and it's a thing to have the enforcement side, but we also need the registration side, and that's why the SAVE Act is so important. And I'm optimistic that with Donald Trump in the White House, we'll get it signed into law. But, you know, it's very frustrating for those of us who are fighting for fiscal responsibility that Democrats view it as a game, that they view your tax dollars as expendable, and they want to continue to drive us into greater and greater into debt, and that's why we've got to turn things around.
Well, and again, there is an attitude by those, particularly on the left, that when they pass an appropriation and money may come down to the states, it's like they're the benevolent grandfather giving us something we should be grateful for. They tend to forget it's our money to begin with, Congressman.
They do forget, and they get indignant when you suggest that we need to, just as you balance your budget, I balance your budget, the federal government should balance its budget, and that states and localities, yes, have benefited from federal grants, but they come at a price. That price is larger deficits, a $35 trillion debt, indebtedness to China and other countries that hold our debt, and we need to wean these state and local governments off of this federal deficit spending. And there are states and local governments that are sitting on big surpluses. Virginia is sitting on a surplus, in part thanks to the governments of Virginia as governor. But there are a lot of states that don't need the additional federal funding that we've seen over the last several years. So we've got to get our fiscal house in order, and that includes states and local governments.
Congressman Ben Klein of Virginia joining us on the Todd Starnes Show for a few more moments. Well, we're running deficits. Why in the blazes are we giving money to support China, either directly or indirectly? You're involved with a piece of legislation, I believe, that would put a halt to something that I don't know how anybody ever thought it was a good idea.
It's infuriating that the country that is our largest adversary, that wishes to see us fail, is not only holding a lot of our debt, but also continuing to receive federal funding through education, higher education spending, that would enable institutions of higher learning in America to engage with the Chinese Academy of Sciences to through USDA grants to study bird flu. And guess where they're studying it? At Wuhan, at the labs at Wuhan.
Yeah.
So for them to be using American tax dollars to study bird flu at Wuhan just is beyond the pale. So I did sponsor an amendment. It did pass to stop that. And we have passed that legislation through the House. And we're going to make sure that we have a Republican Senate and a Republican president who are going to sign it, even if Chuck Schumer says no here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, hopefully that will be Minority Leader Schumer. Certainly come the first of the year. Stop CCP Act is what we're talking about here. Representative Ben Klein joining us for a couple of more moments. And I appreciate, as you're leaving the swamp, trying to get through the remnants of a hurricane to get back home. Tell me about the Republican Study Committee. What is it? And what do you bring to the table? I understand that you'd like to have your hand on the till on that.
Well, I'm running for chair of the Republican Study Committee, which is the largest caucus in the Republican Conference. It's about 175 members, Republicans, who are trying to work to push policy in a conservative direction to promote conservative agendas, whether it's passing legislation, pushing regulatory branch. It helps when we have a president we can work with. We hope to be able to work with President Trump, but we also stand up with leadership to push a more conservative agenda, work with the Freedom Caucus, which I'm also a member of, a proud member of the Freedom Caucus, and we think we together can push our agenda in a more conservative direction and a policy-oriented direction that really does change the way government works and shrinks the size and scope of government. So I'm hoping to win election as chairman, and we'll see how things go. And I'll put back continue to work on these issues for the American people.
It's a great agenda, and we need strong voices like yours to continue pursuing it. Congressman Ben Klein, 6th District, Virginia, thanks you so much for joining the program. And again, given the situation with the weather and such, hope you, all of your people are safe, and have a good weekend, sir.
Thanks, you too.
Congressman Klein joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Line, driving from the D.C. swamp into his home state of Virginia, which, as I said, looking at the radar as this is happening midday on the East Coast on a Friday, that's some of the heavier rain in North Carolina and Virginia. And once again, if you are listening and were affected, it is Open Line Friday. We'll be quite happy to talk to any of you on any topic, but if you were affected by the storm and can safely tell us what's going on, please give us a call, 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. That's how you can reach us in the Liberty University studio. We'll take your calls and do some other business in the next segment. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on this edition of the Todd Starn Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 901-260-5926 is how you can join us on Open Line Friday. That's the number that Tom used to call in from Gainesville, Georgia. Tom, thanks for taking the time. How'd you folks make out with all of the storms?
I think we're one of the more fortunate ones. We had a, you know, we're out of power. Otherwise, we're fine.
Well, blessings to all of you down there. You have a bone to pick with our last guest who, and we stuck with that phone call. By the way, you know, sometimes cell phone technology breaks up, but I wanted to make sure he got through some of those important points. And so I hope that, thank you all for listening through that because it's just the way things are with some technology. He must not have had a Patriot Mobile phone, but you disagree with the congressman on the spending issue.
Yes, I do. And when we get to the end of that, I'd like to end with a visual or an explanation that you and the listeners can visualize. It's a cartoon about Kamala.
Okay.
And I'll just go from her head to her toes, if you give me the time. Okay. So if the Republicans are so weak and feckless that they can't come up with an argument and a message powerful enough to blow the doors off of what he was concerned about as far as not putting the SAVE Act in there because of how the Democrats, that's That's cowardice. That's weakness. But we're scared of what they're going to do. You don't win the battle when you're scared. Okay, yeah, you sometimes have to do a strategic retreat and regroup. But how many times are they going to reach across the aisles only to get another bite taken off of their appendage until they got no appendage left with which to reach across the aisle? That's where Mike Johnson is. So that's that.
Well, and I do understand. Okay. And I'll just respond to what you said. I am really tired of members of Congress, and I got some news releases around the time of this vote from Republican members of Congress who were talking about how horrible the system is, and everything was so bad, and it's broken, and I voted for the continuing resolution. Well, now, wait a minute. If you are that angry about how bad the system is, you were just complicit in continuing it. I mean, it's just, I get very frustrated, Tom, myself. All right, give us a quick, and keep in mind, it's a family radio show, but give me a quick visualization of this cartoon.
And the little girl who called in, or whoever that was, that young person that said liar, I think a liar. I think of the Three Dog Night song. Liar, liar. That would be, you know, and you could put the lyrics in. I'm already working on it, okay? I got this.
That's good.
So the cartoon. The cartoon is we've got Caramel, I meant Kamala, on the big private yacht or the small cruise ship, whatever. She's sitting out on the front deck. She's got her sun visor on that says Border Czar on it. She's got her big shade. She's holding on to a pina colada. And the guy next to her, one of her aides, has a pair of binoculars. He's scanning the horizon, and he reaches over and hands her the binoculars, and he says, Madam Vice President, if you look through the binoculars over there, I think you can see the Mexican, U.S. and Mexico border. And she gives him this look of disdain and says, how much further till we get to Honduras? And then you go further down, and she's got on this massive pair of flip-flops, with on one flip-flop you've got where she was on an issue, and the other flip-flop where she says she is now. And the name of the boat, sir, is the SS Banana Republic. That's your cartoon.
That's fantastic. Tom, thank you for calling in. Glad you folks are safe where you are in Gainesville. The flipping and flopping, et cetera, I mean, we don't know where she stands because she won't say so today. And, you know, recall she did this interview with Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC. At least that's what they call the channel. We've got some other thoughts. But we'll talk with a guest in the next hour who's going to talk about the fact that everyone's giving her a pass. They acknowledge, now I'm talking about the formerly mainstream media, they acknowledge that she's not answering the questions, but it's okay. She doesn't have to because she's her. And she's not him. You remember we used to have little desk calendars, like you'd rip off a different page every day, and sometimes it was a cartoon, and sometimes it was a quote. Remember we used to have those word a day calendars? I think the other day Kamala had a word a day calendar, and the word was holistic. Listen to how she uses it in a sentence repeatedly in cut 8, please.
Local governments around transit dollars and looking holistically at the connection between that and housing and looking holistically at the incentives we in the federal government can create for local and state governments to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner that includes prioritizing affordable housing.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, holistic means characterized by the belief that the parts of something are interconnected and can be explained only by reference to the whole. Okay. Nowhere in there does it say you should use the same phrase 3 times in 15 seconds. And it's kind of a trendy phrase, right? Things happened organically or holistically. If the question has to do with housing, yes, it has to do with affordability and interest rates and wages and inflation. But my guess is she had no idea what any of that had to do with housing. She was taught the word holistic to suggest there's not an easy answer. And if you use a word that people don't often use in everyday language, and you use it often enough, maybe the people listening will think that, oh, she's really smart. She's going to use a holistic approach to handling housing. Well, here's my holistic approach. The holistic thing has to do with the inflation that hit 6 times the level it was when they took office. 1.6% is the rate of inflation. When Biden-Harris took over, they got it to 9. And when they tell you now that inflation is going down, they're lying. The rate of inflation is less than it was, but it's still double what it was when they started. That's just one of the lies and of statistics that we'll get to in one of our other hours. Hey, this was the first hour. We've got 2 to go. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thank you for being along for this edition of the Todd Starn Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 2 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Coast to coast on more than 150 tremendous radio stations and streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein coming to you from the free state of Iowa and the Liberty University studio within my home base, Iowa's home for Todd Starnes, News Talk 1540 KXCL. In Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. And welcome to Open Line Friday. 901-260-5926 is how you can join our coast-to-coast conversation, and we will get to your calls in the next segment. But let's go directly to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, Reagan Reese. Thanks so much for taking the time. Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
There are a couple of pieces that you wrote recently, Ms. Reese, that I want to talk about. And one has to do with the, as I call it, formerly mainstream media justifying any abomination that Kamala Harris may commit in the name of apparently their greater good or their agenda. The MSNBC interview this past week with Stephanie Ruhle was, to my eye, the thing that I came away with was the fact that regardless of the question, the candidate, the current vice president, seemed scared to death, and there was never going to be any pushback, was there?
No, there definitely wasn't. I mean, if you remember that there was reporting beforehand, before Kamala Harris did her first sit down with CNN, that the Harris campaign was, you know, asking journalists who they should do the first interview with,
yes,
who Harris should sit down with for the first time. And so Stephanie over at MSNBC made comments about a week ago, kind of defending Harris's lack of answering questions, but she hasn't explained her policy position. And to me, I just read this as the Harris campaign probably saw that and thought, that's our girl. There's all this pressure for us to define Kamala Harris's policy positions, and we want to be interviewed more, really have a chit chat with somebody who's not going to press us on those policy positions. And afterwards, Stephanie covered for the vice president not answering questions. She said it's okay that she didn't give a clear and direct answer about tariffs, because it's not a clear and direct policy issue. You would hope that if you're running for president of the United States, you can articulate these problems.
When I saw Stephanie Ruhle on the Bill Maher real-time program, the conversation you mentioned, defending her all over the place, I was trying to determine, did she know at the time she was on the show that she was going to be doing the interview? Or was the chronology that, as you suggest, the campaign saw it and said, hey, this is who we do our next interview with. We're going to have a field day with this.
Yeah, that's a great question. I would have to imagine with these things that maybe Stephanie is in the vetting process or knows that it has to be a consideration when you're trying to get an interview with any big guest. It very rarely, comes to fruition in the span of a couple of days.
Sure.
You know, it's usually you have to figure out logistics. So, it's possible that maybe they pinged her after that interview, but at the time she also could have, have already submitted a request to interview the vice president, as I know many journalists have and continue to do throughout this campaign.
Absolutely, because again, you put the request in and you hope to get the interview. But to your point, they may have looked and said, "Well, that was a good audition. We can hardly wait to see." At some point, and you point this out in your piece at DailyCaller.com, the vice president, the presidential nominee by coup, as I call her, I mean, she's getting encouragement from the journalist, in terms of the answer. And that seems, that crossed all the lines that I learned in journalism school.
Yeah, let's take her trip to the border today, for example. The New York Times had this scoop. They were the first to report that Kamala Harris was probably going down to the border. And they wrote in their piece that Kamala Harris is going to the border for the first time since becoming the Democratic nominee. And when I read that, it kind of raised some alarms. And I was like, and did she go to the border sometime in the summer months before Biden dropped out that I wasn't aware of? No, she hasn't gone to the border since 2021. This will be her second visit. And coincidentally, it's coming in a couple weeks before the November election. And so, I read that as the New York Times kind of covering for her. Remember, Kamala Harris was in charge of sections of the border of, addressing the migration crisis. And then, here we are, the New York Times kind of, I would say, covering up the fact that this is the second time that Harris is going to the border and really the real motivation behind her making this trip today.
And again, the last time she didn't get all the way to the border, of course, because then you'd see something that you couldn't then deny that you saw, and it was in Texas. And now, what do you know? She's in Arizona, a state that's in play this election. I mean, the disingenuousness that's on display by this whole crew, I mean, they're not shy about it, are they?
No. I mean, today she's going to give a speech, and she's going to call for tougher border reform. And of course, the Trump campaign is going to hit back and say, then why haven't you done it yet? And I think that's a valid question, especially given what Vice President Harris's role was in the administration. And then what's going to happen is the Harris campaign is going to hit back and say, Trump and, House Republicans blocked our plan to get more border security in that bill that was endorsed by the border union. And so I feel like I've heard these talking points over and over again. And it's going to be that same charade today from Kamala Harris.
And the only benefit to me of the whole thing is that the nation is so focused on the hurricane that we're really not going to pay a lot of attention to her. It may have an impact in Arizona where she is, but once again, it's so transparent that it's embarrassing. Reagan Reese is our guest. She is White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, dailycaller.com. She joins us on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. There was another piece that you had that we see online this week, and it has to do with this administration and yet another example of treating our heroes in uniform poorly. Set this up, please, in terms of the situation, who our American hero is at issue, and the conversation that you folks had at the Daily Caller with that family.
Yeah, the administration conducted a chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021, where 13 soldiers were killed in a bombing at the Abigail. And we spoke with one of the soldiers who was wounded, probably the most wounded in this attack. Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews lost his right arm and his left leg. Various parts of his stomach were blown up as it was ripped open in that bombing. And we spoke to him last week. And, you know, I'm sure people wonder, you know, who aren't particularly frustrated with the Afghanistan withdrawal, why are we interviewing a wounded soldier from 2021? But the three-year anniversary of the attack was in August. And Trump went and honored the fallen soldiers at Arlington ceremony at Arlington Cemetery with the Gold Star family. And it became a huge fiasco in the media. And the media made a big deal out of an altercation between a campaign official and a photographer over over photos being taken at where the soldiers were laying. And I wanted to get Tyler's thoughts on it. I wanted to know. He was there, you know, was the ceremony really disrespectful? And then even more so, Kamala Harris herself waded into the issue and said it was disrespectful for Trump to be there and be making a show out of it. And then in the debate, she also, you know, backed her decision, her Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. And we got his thoughts on that as well. And you know, overall, he found it disrespectful and dishonoring to those who served and, you know, paid the ultimate sacrifice.
What's tragic about that situation is the current administration, and it's, in essence, stiff-arming these families, ignoring the pain that they have gone through, declining invitations to go to Arlington. And when Mr. Trump accepts the invitation, then they're the ones who are indignant about how dare he. But I have a feeling had he ignored an invitation, which would never happen, but they'd be right on top of him for that one.
Yeah, Tyler set it up perfectly in our interview. You know, he was standing over his friend's grave and President Biden was on a beach and just issued a statement about the anniversary. President Trump stood next to Tyler and his and the Gold Star families to honor them. And it was really just gut-wrenching. You know, I think regardless of where you stand on the administration, to, you know, just feel how emotional he was about the story and how forgotten and disrespected he feels. I mean, when Vice President Kamala Harris was up on the debate stage, she said that she supported Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan because, you know, as a result, American tax dollars are no longer going to the war. Well, you know, as a result, you know, 13 families don't have their sons and daughters. And as a result, Tyler doesn't have his right arm and his left leg. And maybe she's able to forget the result of her decision, but Tyler and the Gold Star families never get that option. They remember every single day. And it was really impactful for me to sit there and see that result of the withdrawal right in front of me.
There is a video clip on the website at dailycaller.com where you can watch the full interview. And I'm struck by the T-shirt that he's wearing with mm-hmm. the slogan, "Never a Victim." What a tremendous, brave American hero who deserves an awful lot more than he's been given by the commander-in-chief and the woman who would like that job.
Yeah. It's, you know, I asked him about the shirt. Obviously, we know never a victim, what that mindset is getting at. But just listening to all he's been able to accomplish as a double amputee, you know, he's getting his skydiving license. He is getting his pilot license. He's certified to do deep water scuba diving. And he told me, "I'm the same man I am today as I was before the attack." And just how he has harnessed this mindset to bounce back. It really makes you reflect and worry about, you know, your own mindset.
Reagan Reese, White House correspondent with the Daily Caller. A couple of excellent stories, many others that you can find at dailycaller.com. Thank you so much. It was a privilege to talk with you. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us here on the Todd Starnes Show.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Reagan Reese, Daily Caller, White House correspondent, joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926 is the number. That's the number Robert used to call in with a hurricane update. We'll get to it. Let's get right to the break, and then we'll take Robert's call from North Carolina to let us know how things turned out there after the storm. I'm Jeff Stein in for Todd. Short break now. We'll hear your calls on the other side on the Todd Starn Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this open line Friday, 901-260-5926. I've got about 4 minutes and two callers. You do the math. Let's start with Robert. You are in Mills River, North Carolina, which I believe is in the southwestern portion of the state. How'd the storm come through there? How did you make out?
Oh, it rolled. It rolled through pretty quick there, Jeff. It is something else. And the wind was pretty rough. I mean, I got a tree down in my driveway right now, but I got a boss man. He's got some chainsaws, so I'm pretty sure I can get it out of my driveway.
How big a tree was it? Did it come down because of wind or saturated ground or how?
Vines around it held it pretty good, but I didn't have one on my house, and I prayed like you heard me praying. I mean, I prayed for me and my mom. I prayed for everybody, Jeff. I just want to come through it, you know what I'm saying? It was really, it's the worst rain I've seen since I've lived. I'm 56 years old. I mean, this is the worst rain I've ever seen.
Wow.
But,
and again, that's coming up through North Carolina.
About Kamala there with the Paula.
What was
it she was calling? Ballistics?
Holistic, yes.
Ballistics, yeah, ballistics. Well, I want to tell you something. She needs ballistic surgery because she don't know nothing about policy. She don't talk nothing about policy. She needs ballistic surgery so she can learn about policy and know how to talk like Donald Trump talks to folks. I've heard Donald several times, and he's one of the greatest speakers I ever heard. I mean, and for them to be out here trying to assassinate him, that's right there. I pray for him just like I prayed last for this storm to get over. And it still ain't over. I mean, it could still have repercussions right now. But I'm telling you, Jeff, this world's got to get Donald Trump in there. He's the only one that can take control.
Well, certainly he speaks from the heart as opposed to the public opinion polls, and she can only try to memorize things people tell her, and it still doesn't come out well. Well, Robert, good luck with the chainsaws. God's blessings on you and yours for it not being worse there in Mills River, North Carolina. Mike is calling in from Maine, where he listens to the program on WLOB. You have a daughter, I understand, living in Florida. How'd she make out?
Not very good. She's in Hudson Beach, just a little bit north of Tampa.
Ooh.
And basically what happened was the storm was 90 miles north of them at that point. And thank God her home is on stilts. And basically what happened was they ended up with 5 feet of water underneath the house. Okay. It came in like a river, and it was all tidal surge. Now, she's okay. Her boyfriend has an airboat. So they went down and got in the airboat and started going down the road to everybody that was on the ground. They were all on their roofs already.
Oh,
they
wow.
lost everything.
Oh,
so this
gosh.
If this happened in Hudson Beach, I'm pretty familiar with Florida. I lived down there 30 years. But if this happened in Hudson Beach, north of Tampa, you can only imagine what devastation is up in the panhandle. I got to tell you, this is going to be a multi-billion-dollar deal.
How high up on stilts is your daughter's house?
Probably about 12 feet.
Okay. And, well, that's a lot of water at 5 feet up there. That might have knocked those pilings out if she wasn't careful.
Yeah, well, it's pretty sturdy where she's at, but the poor neighbors that are all on slab houses, they're wiped out. They lost everything.
So by
the time they total up all the damage from this storm, this is probably going to be equivalent to Andrew. And I was down there for Andrew of 92.
Oh, Mike, this is... good for you for the rescue in 92 that you worked on. You hear the music, we got to go. But your daughter then and her boyfriend going to help others. Oh, blessings again on all of you folks. What a rough day for the folks. Thanks to Helene. Short break now. Back on the other side, this is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today on this Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Had some good storm reports in that last segment. We'll take your calls before the end of the hour. But now let's go live to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we welcome Kayla Toney. Ms. Toney is Associate Counsel for First Liberty Institute. You find them online at firstliberty.org. Ms. Toney, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thanks for joining us on the program today. How are you? And I did not hear a response. Do we still have Ms. Toney?
I'm here, yes.
All right. Thanks so much. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Good of you to be along with us. For the folks and folks who listen to this program know all about it, but just in case there's somebody new, tell us about First Liberty. Who are you folks and what do you do?
Yes, we are a nonprofit law firm. We represent religious clients of all faiths free of charge. We are completely donor-funded. And we fight for religious liberty in many different areas across America. We fight for it in education, the military, the workplace, and we're just proud to represent our courageous clients.
FirstLiberty.org is the website where you can learn about their work, and there's a nice little subtle give button in the upper right-hand corner if you're so inclined as well. I taught college students for 25 years. I'm also a lawyer. And so when we have education topics that wind up in court, I always, you know, it always attracts my attention. I'm just stunned by this case that came about with indoctrination at multiple levels. I mean, it's not just like it's a high school kid. You're talking about fifth graders and kindergartners. Tell us about what happened in California and the case that you're representing some folks on.
Yes, well, we represent two Christian families in the San Diego area, and they were shocked when their fifth grade boys came home from school and told them that they had read a book called My Shadow is Pink. Now, this book very clearly promotes gender ideology and the idea that a little kid can change his gender. And not only did the boys see the book, they watched a video of it with their kindergarten buddies through a mentoring program where the students meet every week and build a relationship of trust and mentoring. But then they also had to do an activity with their buddies where they had to ask the five-year-old, what color represents you? And then they had to draw the five-year-old's shadow in that color of chalk. And so that whole experience was so upsetting to these Christian boys. They knew it wasn't right. They knew that they should have had some warning. They should have had an opportunity to ask their parents or simply to opt out. And none of that happened. So it was very concerning to the boys and to the parents because they felt that their relationship of trust with the school had really been violated.
Are there policies in effect in the school where if there is material that is of a sensitive nature, the parents get advance notice and the opportunity for their children to opt out? Is there a policy in place like that at this particular school?
Yes, with regard to many different areas. So, for example, with sexual education, when these same fifth graders had the sex ed unit come up, their parents received a letter letting them know in advance, giving them a chance to review the materials and decide whether to opt out. But then the exact same material about gender identity was injected into this buddy class without any warning. And the school does provide opt-outs for many other things. For example, if a student has a moral objection to dissecting an animal, they don't have to participate in animal dissections in biology class. Or if a student experiences anxiety from standardized testing, they can opt out of standardized testing. So the school, like most schools, is very comfortable with this type of system, but they have absolutely refused to provide opt-outs from teaching about gender identity, and that's a problem.
Is this the only incidence of this that you've been able to discern with this school? In other words, you know, overzealous faculty who just pushed this forward as a one-time situation, or is this enough of a pattern that it is of great concern? Once is of great concern, but I'm just trying to see if there's a pattern developing.
Yes, unfortunately, in this school district, the Encinitas Union School District, there's definitely a pattern of this. The district has a long history of pushing an agenda that is very political, very focused on things like gender ideology, and really just ignoring the concerns of religious parents. And it's so dramatic here that even in the teacher training materials, the teachers are instructed, you know, these kids are not too young to encounter concepts like gender identity. In fact, they need to, because what they're learning at home from their parents is probably biased and prejudiced, and the school needs to teach them how to be more inclusive. And so they're very, very forthright about their motivations. And that's why we think that a lawsuit is necessary here in order to bring accountability. And also just to provide religious parents their rights, which is to know what their kids are learning in school and to be able to opt out if that instruction violates their faith.
I don't have children. I'm not a parent. So therefore I can only imagine what it would be like if the school told me that they knew more about raising my children than I did. And when you folks at First Liberty got involved, and I assume you talked to the school before you went right to court in the Southern District of California, was the school's attitude just as dismissive as I probably expect it was?
Yes, the school has been very dismissive to our clients. Our clients asked in multiple different ways for opt-outs. They made written requests. Many parents came and spoke at a board meeting back in May. And the district's response, was very dismissive, saying we only allow the opt-outs that state law absolutely requires us to allow. Mm. And they even went as far as to say that children must participate in the school's curriculum, which just seems blatantly false considering the network of opt-outs that are allowed for many other topics. It really just showed a lot of disrespect towards the parents, and that's why they felt that legal action was necessary, because they certainly wanted a more peaceful, quicker resolution, but the school was very unwilling.
Kayla Toney is associate counsel with the First Liberty Institute. They are online at firstliberty.org. She's kind enough to join us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. This buddy system that they have, and the idea is, as I imagine, you pair these fifth graders with kindergartners. It helps move them along, gets everybody encouraged in education. But in this particular situation, not only are the teachers authority figures, but they have demanded that these fifth graders play upon the trust that they've built with the kindergartner to advance this radical agenda. I mean, it's bad enough that the kindergartners are exposed to it in any way, but to put the other children in the position of being an authority figure and in that respect, showing that they approve of it implicitly, that's just unconscionable.
Yes, it is, and it's also unconstitutional. The yes. Supreme Court has held for nearly 100 years that schools cannot compel students to speak messages that go against their faith. If you go all the way back to the 1940s, there was a case called West Virginia v. Barnett, where yes. little Jehovah's Witness kids were told they had to stand and salute the flag. And the case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they held very strongly that that was compelled speech that violated the Free Speech Clause. of the First Amendment, because these little children should not be forced to do something or to say a message that goes against their faith. And so it's the exact same principle here, to force these boys to teach and to express messages about gender that conflict with their faith, especially to a little kid that they know trusts them and looks up to them. It is a free speech violation and also a violation of their religious exercise under the First Amendment.
So when was the complaint filed, and what's the timetable here in terms of how this moves along?
Yes, well, we just filed it on September 10, and then earlier this week, we filed what's called a motion for preliminary injunction, which basically asks the court for an order quickly. It's expressing how urgent this issue is because some of these children are still attending this school, and, you know, it's very likely that the same situation will happen again. In fact, the principal pretty much promised that it would happen again when she was talking with the parents. And so we've asked the court for an order requiring the school to provide advance notice and opt-outs, and we'll see where it goes in federal court.
One of the things that's difficult is when a public school district does this, and you get these arrogant administrators or teachers who say, well, you know, go take your kid to a private school. Well, that's not just something you can do. That's sort of why we're supposed to have a robust public education system that hasn't been taken over by those with a social agenda. I mean, it's not like your clients can just simply pull their kids out and engage in homeschooling or other options, I trust.
That's right. Yeah, some of our clients, certainly that is not an option for them, especially in such an expensive area like Southern California, where property values are already at a premium because of the school district. It's just not an option. And the Supreme Court has actually recognized that, too. Justice Alito has a great opinion where he explains that parents don't give up their rights to raise their children just because they go to public school. And realistically, most parents don't have other options. I mean, think especially of families from lower income brackets, families from minority backgrounds. Sure, they would love to go somewhere else, but they can't, and they shouldn't have to, is the real truth. No one should have to leave and go somewhere else because of their religious views. This is, you know, our country is supposed to be a welcoming place for people of faith, where we can freely live out our faith without the government interfering. And that's just not what these families are experiencing.
55 years ago, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case that we hear where I am in Iowa, we know very well, Tinker versus the Des Moines School District. And that's where the language famously said, and I'm paraphrasing, students do not lose their rights at the schoolhouse gate. And that includes the right to free speech, free expression, and religious liberty. Kayla Toney, thank you so much for giving us the information on this fresh case that's being litigated in the federal courts. We wish First Liberty Institute and you much luck with it, and we'll get an update sooner than later, I hope, with good news.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Kayla Toney is associate counsel with the First Liberty Institute. FirstLiberty.org is their website, where you can follow along on all these cases that they are on the front lines of. And if you are in need of legal help, there's a button there you can click. And again, they provide this at no cost to you. There's also, if you want to help their cause, a button where you can give. It's FirstLiberty.org, and she joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926. That's how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation in the Liberty University studio. We got some great storm reports in our the last half hour. If you can safely call in and let us know how Hurricane Helene has affected you or your family, we'd love to take your call in the next segment. Again, it's 901-260-5926. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along on the Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday, 901-260-5926. It's open line Friday, and we'd love to hear what you have to say on any matter or topic. And if you were in the path of the hurricane, and our thoughts and prayers going out to you folks who were so seriously affected, Florida, Georgia, a lot of water in North Carolina and other areas. First of all, we are definitely thinking of you and praying for you. And if you are safely able to tell us about your experiences, we would love to hear from you. Again, at 901-260-5926. Ben is there to take your calls. Cassie's at the controls of the Mighty Wurlitzer today. And Grace has this excellent guest list, which we've been working from. And that includes next hour, A.J. Rice. Mr. Rice is the president and CEO of Publius PR. They are they're a company that represents various conservative authors and voices. And he has a new book, which is called The White Privilege Album. It's going to be a fun conversation with A.J. Rice, author, The White Privilege Album. And we'll do that in the next hour. 901-260-5926 is the number that Steve used. He's calling in from Central Arkansas. Thanks for calling in today. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Jeff. I want some free legal advice since you're an attorney.
You came to the right place, my friend. Go ahead.
Why couldn't a citizen or group of citizens sue these school board members that blatantly ignore the Constitution and existing court rulings on issues like you were just discussing with the woman from, Freedom of Liberty? Or
First Liberty.
Anyway.
Yeah, First Liberty. Well, the short of it is, there's depending on your state, there may be a cloak of insulation around the board members because, again, the policy is conducted by the school officials, the superintendent, et cetera. And in a lot of areas, the school board members don't have the authority. Now, to your broader point, why can't you just sue the school? Well, you have to have someone who is harmed, an aggrieved party, they would say. Well, in this case, First Liberty can file the lawsuit because this family and their child had their First Amendment rights taken away by the school. That's how you can do the lawsuit. You have to. Now, I would suggest if we're talking about public schools and I'm a taxpayer, if you're messing around and violating the law, I am an aggrieved party then, am I not? Because I'm part of society and I don't have kids, but you're making me pay for public schools. So don't I have some sort of say in to make sure that they're being done legally?
That's my point. You do have an aggrieved party. It's the taxpayers. And what I'm talking about suing them for is just simply the legal cost of taking this to court.
Well, and I think that's what's going to happen. And, Steve, thanks for calling in from Arkansas. If First Liberty wins, no doubt part of that settlement is going to be the school having to pay legal fees. But guess where the school gets its money? It's from we, the taxpayer. William, you're in Statesville, North Carolina. How'd the storm treat you folks up there?
Well, we've weathered through it, no pun intended. It's blowed north of us now for the most part. The mountain areas, Asheville and Henderson over that way, they've got the blunt of it. But we'll battle through this with God's grace. God's great. God's good. So we'll handle it.
We had heard that, well, you're completely right about that. We had heard that the folks in Hendersonville had an awful lot of water, and again, these are areas that are not used to getting a storm like this coming from the south. Am I right?
Well, generally not this much rain. I mean, this was a super soaker for sure. And generally when storms come out of the Gulf, we'll get some of it. But the mountain areas know that it usually breaks up with the mountains and everything. But like I say, we'll work through it. And my prayers and thoughts are with all those folks over on the west side. For sure, but I just wanted to comment on voter ID, just to caution people when they go to vote to the polls. My voting experience just goes back to Ronald Reagan with his second term. I was old enough to vote for him.
Oh, you hear the music, William. You know what that means. Look at the clock. We're out of time. I'm so sorry, but if I'll tell you this, voter ID, absolutely. How in the world did we ever think we didn't need voter ID? And I'm just glad I have a voter ID requirement in my state of Iowa. 2 hours down, one to go. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Live From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 3 of a Friday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on more than 150 tremendous radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein coming to you from the free state of Iowa and the Liberty University studio. My home base, the home for Todd Starnes in Iowa, News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, the 50,000-watt blowtorch, scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. Always a privilege to be with you. Todd is attempting to make his way to North Carolina, and we've already heard from some folks up there, the remnants of the hurricane dropping a lot of heavy rain. So our thoughts are with all of you in Florida, Georgia, all the way up North Carolina, you folks who have had to weather this storm. Our thoughts are with you. Our prayers are with you. And on this open line Friday, and we have a couple of callers queued up, including some folks who were probably in storm areas. We'd love to hear from you on any topic. We've got plenty of time this half hour, guest at the bottom of the hour. So call now, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The guest at the bottom of the hour is A.J. Rice. His excellent new book, The White Privilege Album, Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. It's going to be a fun conversation with A.J. Rice, and that's less than a half hour away. Let's get right to the phones. Busy phones on this open line Friday. Bill is listening through the flagship, the Mighty 990. Bill in Cordova, Tennessee. Thanks for taking the time. Good to talk to you again. Jeff Stein in for Todd. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's good to talk to you again, too. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely.
And I was calling. I appreciate it. I was calling because I have some concerns about, well, obviously, like many people do, about Kamala Harris. But, you know, she did that interview with Stephanie Ruhle a couple of nights ago, and Stephanie went on MSNBC and talked about how she wouldn't answer questions during the interview.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she was the interviewer. She's supposed to get the answers. Make her answer if she doesn't. But the fact that a liberal interviewer would say that is amazing. But what really bothers me is, we have a general, McLarty, I think his last name is, McLarty or something like that, that is supporting Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. And I don't understand how a military general with his background and expertise and knowledge can support a candidate who cannot even answer a question. And it gives me concern for the state of the military. And if hopefully Donald Trump gets reelected in November, and I think McLarty signed his ticket out the door if Trump gets elected.
Well, here's the thing, and I completely agree, Bill, but here's the answer to the question. They're all in it together, right? We have this uniparty, this deep state swamp, and she's not going, and it's not her, right? Whoever's controlling Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, whether it's Barack Obama or others, whoever's pulling the strings, they're not going to upset the status quo. They're not going to upset the comfortable lifestyle of these deep state swamp monsters. Donald Trump is going to go in and call it for what it is, just like he did before. And I think to make the point, and you make an excellent one, but I think to make it even stronger, look how many people don't want him back in. What do they have to hide? And I think that just takes us down the road, does it not, Bill?
To assassination attempts. They have pulled out every stop they can pull out to try to get him from, keep him from winning. It's not going to work, I don't think. And I'm watching these polls thinking these aren't even close. I don't believe these polls are close.
I have concerns about polls in this respect. First of all, I don't care what a national poll says because we don't elect a president with the popular vote. You give me state by state polls with proper margins of error, and then we can get to 270 electoral votes. But all that being said, I don't even trust these now because I'm afraid that what they're doing is driving away independents who may think, well, it's all over with. Right? There's no sense in me even getting involved. I think the bases of both parties are pretty fired up this time. I don't think you're going to see a poll that shows Trump way ahead and have a bunch of Republicans say, well, there's no sense in wasting time going. He's got it in the bag. I think it's going to drive down the independent vote, and that's what's going to be necessary in order for anybody to win. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think, you know, I've talked to people, just had a shuttle ride to the dealership a few minutes ago with a guy that was hadn't voted, and he's going to vote. And he's African-American, he's going to vote for Trump. And, you know, that kind of thing just amazes me. But you mentioned one thing that I wanted to touch on, if I can, if I have another minute.
Go ahead,
sir. That was the Electoral College and the popular vote.
Yeah.
Right now we have an Electoral College that works, but it doesn't work like it was intended at the state level. At the federal level, the Electoral College was designed to keep votes from coagulating in certain areas and certain parts of the country, becoming strong enough to control the outcome, and that has actually not worked. What I think we need to do, and this is just my opinion and it's just a thought, was make the Electoral College be one vote per county rather than one vote per representative, like the way that it works right now. And the reason for that is, for example, Michigan has 83 counties. Trump won 77 counties, but Joe Biden won the state with five counties that had the strongest population of turnout. If the Electoral College was on a county basis, then you're controlling that same thing that's supposed to work at the federal level at the state level.
Now, I like the idea, but here's the problem with it. There are some states with a lot more counties than other states. My state of Iowa has 99 counties. Can you imagine some of these folks who are deeply embedded in state legislatures redrawing county boundaries in order to rig the system? You think those folks in Michigan aren't going to lump a whole bunch of red counties together so that it would diminish the point of what you're trying to get across? I'm not arguing the point. I'm just arguing the fact that I don't trust any of these people to play fair, Bill.
And we're at that point. Unfortunately, we've gotten to that point where greed is overcoming everything. Yeah. And the thirst for power and the hunger for power has taken root. And, you know, we can't be like California and be a one-party state. California needs to fix their election system, but they're not going to do it because the Democrats in control aren't going to let it happen. But they have that ranked system where instead of a Republican and a Democrat going into a primary challenging each other, it's the two highest vote-getters in the election, and they could be two Democrats. That has ensured, because California is largely Democrat, mm-hmm. a one-party state, and California is always going to be ruled by Democrats until that changes.
And the only thing that Republican and Democrats can agree on is how to keep any third parties out. They want to perpetuate their own system. Bill, good to talk to you. I'll let you go at this point. I appreciate the call at 901-260-5926. Gary is calling in from Daytona Beach, Florida. Give us a sense, for those not familiar with the geography, how close of a call was it for you folks with the hurricane?
Not at all. Plenty of rain and yep. some outer bands, but we had more people just travel here seeking shelter, I think, than any major concerns.
Well, and that's why I wanted you to mention it, because of the fact that even though you were not the focus, you still had plenty of rain, didn't you?
Plenty of rain. Yep. And it's the outer band, I mean, it would you'd get it for 45 minutes and then 30-40 minutes later it'd be back again, and but it was overall, I mean, a few places sandbagged because of the rivers and
sure.
the creeks around here, but no, I appreciate it, and I appreciate taking Todd's spot. I called in. I've got a winner and a loser of the week that I like to frequently tell Todd, and my loser is Gina Raimondo, our Commerce Secretary,
yes.
who talks about the rhetoric of Trump in an interview, says that there has to be a way to extinguish him. And
yes.
that was in her interview. I found that amazing. And my winner of the week is Benjamin Netanyahu, because I'm really proud of the fact that he is really getting a lot of good intel, and he refuses to have Wink and Blinken dictate the terms of how he's going to prosecute being attacked in this country.
I thought that for all of the talk by these Democrats about, well, we need to tamp down the rhetoric, how do you extinguish someone and call that tamping down the rhetoric? So I completely agree. I think she was the loser also that criticized, I think this was during the Democrats' convention, when all of a sudden it was announced that the federal jobs reports had overstated the number of jobs by about a million. And when she was asked about it, she said, well, I wouldn't believe anything Trump says, at which point, to their credit, the CNN host said, these are your numbers. He just mentioned them. And she had no clue of the report that was being released by the government. As far as Netanyahu, the word that we're now getting is that the Pentagon says it had no advance warning of the Israeli strike in Beirut today targeting the Hezbollah leader. If I'm Benjamin Netanyahu, I'm not telling this White House anything. Gary, I mean, I don't think if I'm Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a true hero in my mind, I wouldn't tell the American administration a thing.
That explosion proved that when the rocket hit, you can see it online. The explosion was so massive, the amount of ammunition and the amount of munitions that had to be in, as they said, the ground floor of that underneath. And the first thing that they do is say, well, you know, there's the casualties of the innocents. And it's always amazing to me that people can have rocket launchers and your neighbor has a rocket launcher and rockets are being launched into Israel. And you're amazed that your house was collateral damage when it got your neighbor's house got hit.
That's right. Gary, thanks so much for calling in to the show. Always appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. 901-260-5926 is how you can join the Open Line Friday conversation. We'll have a guest at the bottom of the hour, and he'll join us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, the only one. They'll always support your freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and that's why it's such a great partnership with this radio program. You know, Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage. That gives you access to all three major networks. You know, you used to have to worry about this, but they're all on the same towers these days. So you get the same coverage that you need, and you're also not paying a bill every month to people who fund causes on the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support organizations like First Liberty, who we talked to earlier, Alliance Defending Freedom, Concerned Women for America, and so many more. They're 100% U.S.-based. Thank you very much. Customer service team makes switching easy. You want to keep your number fine. You want to keep your phone fine. Or if you want to examine other options, their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. So go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. I'll repeat that in a moment, but keep this in mind, friends. You get free activation. Free, my favorite four-letter word. Free activation when you use the offer code Todd. So make the switch today, PatriotMobile.com/Todd, PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. And our guest at the bottom of the hour is the author of the new book, The White Privilege Album. He's A.J. Rice. We'll get to him in a few moments. Your calls between now and then. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio in the Todd Starn Show. Open Line Friday, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. And again, we're thinking about all of you affected by the hurricane and our thoughts and prayers with everyone who is dealing with the aftermath of Helene. Still coming down very heavily in terms of some rain in the North Carolina area, moving on upward to the north. I started the program off by saying I was going to give you some numbers. So let's do this real briefly before we get to the bottom of the hour break. So 44 years ago now, There was a fellow by the name of Ken Kachigian. Now, he was an advisor and speechwriter to President Reagan. He also worked for Richard Nixon, and Ken Kachigian has a brand new book out that talks about his time working for both of them. Did you know that Nixon used Ken Kachigian to send messages to Reagan to help him win the 80 election? Now, obviously, he couldn't do it outwardly, having only been 6 years removed from office, but Kachigian is the person who came up with the "Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?" line. You remember when Ronald Reagan used that? He used it on the campaign trail, but then looked right at the camera during a debate and said, "Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?" Now, that is the gold standard. That's what we think of every time, right, in terms of, are you better off now than with the other folks? Well, Kamala Harris, Biden-Harris administration, they've been in office now for far too long, 3 years and 8-9 months. Here are the numbers to prove that you were better off with Donald Trump. For example, under President Trump, the nationwide average for regular gas never rose above $3 a gallon. Never. Under Kamala Harris, it has been above $3 a gallon for 1,230-some days in a row. That's more than 90% of their time in office. The average price of gas under Trump, $2.48 a gallon. Under Kamala, $3.49 a gallon. You're paying a dollar more, at least, that's on average, per gallon for gas. So I get 17 gallons in my little car, my little four-door sedan, my little conservative talk radio host car. It's not a big old Cadillac like Starnes drives, okay? But in any case, look at that. That's I'm throwing out a $20 bill with every tank of gas, thanks to these people. How about this one? In the first 3 years of the Trump presidency, Americans saw a 10.5% increase in median household income. That's seven times larger than what you've seen with the crew in office right now. Under Trump, real average weekly earnings increased by 8.2%. Increased by 8.2%. Under Biden and Harris, a decline of 3.4%. In other words, the swing in weekly earnings is 11.5%. In Trump's first 3 years, the personal savings rate rose from 5.3% to 19.3%. That's a 264% increase in our savings. Kamala, how about an 85% decrease overall? It's only 2.9%. The personal savings rate with Biden and Harris, half what it was when Trump started. Never mind where he wound up. Credit card delinquency rate fell under Trump by 11%. It has gone up by 54% under Biden-Harris. And in Trump's first 3 years of office, 6.6 million Americans came out of poverty. In Kamala's first 3 years, under a million. Those are the facts, folks. And are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I say not. Back after this break on The Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today on this Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. We'll take your calls in the next segment. But now we go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are joined by A.J. Rice. Mr. Rice is the author of the brand new book, The White Privilege Album, Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. The website for it is whiteprivilegealbum.com. Mr. Rice, thanks so much for taking the time.
Jeff, great to be here. Big shout out to the very fine people out there.
On both sides.
That's right. That's right.
So this will give you a sense of this conversation, folks, because we live in some very serious times, but if we don't have the proper balance or sense about things, we're just going to be driven crazy and be just as miserable as folks on the left. So for folks who did not read your most recent book before this, The Woking Dead, what are we going to find in the White Privilege album?
Well, you're going to find the 12 months of privilege, okay? So chapter 1 is January and chapter 12 is December. And I go through the entire calendar year defending American history, making fun of the left, pushing back on, you know, cancel culture, pushing back on the trans mafia, and, you know, having some gallows humor. Because, look, if Shakespeare can do comedy and tragedy, so can A.J. Rice. I can do them both at the same time. So if Sarnes and Stein and Rice, if we're all going to end up in front of the woke firing squad, we might as well have some fun while we're doing it.
This book and your writings generally, that's a nice sharp elbow to the ribs of the horribly woke people on a whole variety of topics. And if it weren't so darn serious, this would be a lot of fun.
Look, you know, there's all kinds of books out there that are, you know, focused on doom and gloom. You know, you and Todd and I, we all sort of come out of the radio milieu. We appreciate who came before us. We appreciate names like Rush Limbaugh. And one thing Rush used to say is that our job is to use, you know, irreverent humor to illustrate truth, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to do this. You have to poke fun at the left. It drives them crazy. You can make all the Aristotelian arguments you want, preach down and to the choir and do all of those things. And like Andrew Breitbart said, you know, the American people follow the culture first. If you disrupt their sports, if you disrupt their comedy shows, if you disrupt their church with wokeism, you're trying to make Jesus trans, you're trying to make the president trans, you're trying to make, I mean, this is where people have to push back. And the left can't stand it, Jeff, because although they may talk about joy and they're going to push joy on us and Tim and Kamala are going to bring the joy, they're going to come down the chimney on Christmas Eve and bring us lots of joy, the reality is there's nothing more joyless, there's nothing that sucks more joy from our lives than cultural Marxism. And that is actually the modus operandi of what the modern Democrat Party tries to pull.
They are the opposite of joy. And again, to your point about, God bless, Rush Limbaugh, the idea was to be joyful in what you do. I don't know any of these people who are happy about a single thing because they just have such a sour disposition going in. And they, as you said, you just watch their heads explode when you call out the hypocrisy.
Well, it's like I've told you before, you know, I mean, if Kamala Harris is so filled with joy, why did it take her to age 50 to find a husband? Whoa, I didn't say that. My point is they're trying to lock down the Taylor Swift vote, whatever that is, right? The unmarried, miserable cat lady. Trickle-down misery. Trickle-down wokeism equals trickle-down misery. And if that's what they want here, that's what they want. It fits into all of their plans. It fits into their global warming nonsense. There's no child policy for all of us. Look, happy people have more children. That's what I believe. So how do you stop people from having more children? How do you basically block them from being able to get a mortgage. You flood their communities with illegal aliens. You strap them down to the floor with inflation. You make us all sort of miserable peasants so that they, the ruling elite, can look down their nose at us from Beverly Hills and Cambridge, Massachusetts, and outside the, you know, inside the Beltway in D.C., and, you know, basically be our overlord. That's the goal.
A.J. Rice is our guest on the Todd Starnes Show. Mr. Rice is a well-known publicist. He represents all the key conservative voices in America, and in his own right, he is a columnist and author. The brand-new book is called The White Privilege Album. With apologies to four boys from England, The White Privilege Album, online whiteprivilegealbum.com. And you mentioned a moment ago, as you have told me before, so when The Woking Dead came out, you were kind enough to come on my program in Iowa, and you joined me here on The Starnes Show. So now we have The White Privilege Album, and you joined me on the radio here. You did my Iowa TV show yesterday. Now we're on The Starnes Show. That's five times that you and I have talked.
Right.
In a public setting.
You're my Mike Wallace. Apparently Kamala can barely get somebody to interview her once, let alone five times. They're going to hide her from us. After that debate where Trump just cleaned Biden's clock, it dawned on them, oh no, Jeff. No one's going to believe it this time. after what they saw him malfunction with all of his, you know, extension cords falling out of him. I mean, they needed a replacement, one that everyone will believe, right? So they get the first this and the first Indian and the first Canadian and the first Jamaican. They're going to roll her out there, and they're going to say, see, this is a believable facsimile. This is a believable avatar to stand in as the representative of globalism and wokeism. Here she is, right? We found her a husband a couple years ago, and this is going to be your new overlord. And here she is. And people, because basically what they said to themselves was, we can't pull this off again with Joe. So now, instead of sending Kamala to the basement, Jeff, they're just going to wrap her in bubble wrap until the election.
Well, because it goes so well, and the reason I mentioned the number of times you and I have talked is because you pointed out, you and I have talked more on the radio than the total number of journalists in the world who have talked to Kamala since she received the nomination by coup.
That's right. That's right. And I'm not shocked. They did this with John Fetterman. They did this with this phony governor of Arizona who was hiding, you know, under the desk from Carrie Lake. This is, look, they have shown that this works. This works. It's a basement strategy. Just keep these people away from the media. Keep them away from the public. Have a controlled, environment. They'll wheel Oprah in there and Meryl Streep and whoever else. And then we'll just all go to the polls, and that'll be the end of it. And you're going to eat what they're cooking.
Well, and the problem, too, to your point, and we're speaking with A.J. Rice, the book, The White Privilege Album, whiteprivilegealbum.com. Get it wherever you get your good books. And he's kind enough to join us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You see Oprah during that interview, and there were a few times she had a look like, you know, I used to be relevant. I used to do important interviews. I can't believe I'm sitting here. I'm Oprah, for crying out loud. That didn't wear well for Kamala, did it?
I mean, I don't know. You know, it's a shame. Oprah, I think the mask has come off of Oprah. You know, her entire career was, she spent 30 years fooling the white women of America into thinking that she was just a regular girl that made it. She went to Chicago. She had a production company. And, you know, I never really knew what her positions on this or that were. I really didn't. You know, I know she had done some movies like The Color Purple she was good in and so on. But, you know, now I don't think I've ever seen her campaign for a white person now. Just Barack Obama and just Kamala Harris. So, you know, I think that the mask, she's saying the quiet part out loud. I think we can kind of see who Oprah is now. She's not holding back anymore. I mean, she was friends with Donald Trump. Look, a lot of these people were. And then he decided to come down the golden escalator, and that all had an expiration date.
So when you're putting together these tales in the White Privilege album, and I say tales, they're all true, but again, they are written in a fresh manner so that it is, again, the elbow in the ribs to the left. When you have as a subheading, bringing racial harmony to very fine people on both sides, that's a smack across the face to those who want to perpetuate out of context and quotes and flat out lies.
Well, you have to fight. Look, you have to fight some of these dummies with sarcasm, sardonic humor. You have to do it. You have to troll them back, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, look, everyone does their own thing, but there's a million books about, you know, how we're all going to come together and we're all, you know, there's a million, like, for example, there's five books called The Great Reset, and some of them I've worked on. I think I've worked on two of them. Okay, and they're all done by great people.
Sure,
but what I try to do is use basically multi-marketing cultural references to try to get people's attention. And let's face it, with the Democrat Party and the hoaxes that are out there, the Very Fine People hoax is the foundational lie perpetrated by the media and by the Democrat Party that Donald Trump has been a racist, and that is just false. It's been debunked by everyone, and not just Starnes and Stein and Wright. It's been debunked by CBS. It's been debunked by Snopes, by Michael Rappaport, by Bill Maher. It didn't happen. So, you know, obviously, I would like everyone to come together. I am trying to bring racial harmony. I mean, the book does have a bunch of touching stories, sports stories, stuff about Jackie Robinson, stuff about Aaron Judge, stuff about Bear Bryant, stories that actually should be getting taught instead of some of this garbage at the public schools push that all the founding fathers were, you know, racist, sexist, bigoted, homophobes.
Tell the Aaron Judge story, if you will, because I think that is so indicative.
Aaron Judge is superstar New York Yankees of mixed race, was adopted by two white people. You know, his parents are public school teachers in Colorado, and he loves them. I mean, he was given up. I mean, thank God he wasn't aborted. You know, the Democrats would have loved that. But here he is. He's a superstar. He's a stand-up human being. He's got this foundation that tries to help other, you know, kids that are orphans or that are given up for adoption. And, you know, he really has appreciated his parents publicly. The left doesn't like that, by the way. ESPN's always trying to get him to talk about the fact that he's of mixed race. And look, they tried to do this with Derek Jeter, too.
Yeah.
And the dichotomy of that, unfortunately, which I talk about in the book, is the way Colin Kaepernick, another person adopted by white people, and how he's treated his parents, and it is not good. I mean, he has backed over them with an 18-wheeler, kind of like Barack Obama did with his white grandfather.
If you liked Todd Starnes' book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, and I know you did, then you're going to enjoy the White Privilege album. The author is A.J. Rice. When people get the book, wherever they get good books these days, and your last one was a number one Amazon bestseller, this one's only been out a couple of weeks, maybe 10 days, what do you hope people think or feel after they read the White Privilege album?
Look, you've got to be entertained, and you've got to be informed, and you want to be equipped, especially if you're going to reach anybody born after 1980. You can't always go the Krauthammer, Victor Davis Hanson route with some of these people. You know, people that have been abducted by, you know, the digital brown shirts online. You know, they get their news from TikTok, they get their news from Joy Reid or wherever they get it, or they don't get it at all. They just, you know, get this sort of cultural osmosis where they think one thing or another and none of it's real. So I want to entertain people for sure, and I want to inform. And look, this is an entertainment medium above all else. So when I do my books, I don't just do them for fun. I do them to entertain people because I think that, you know, if you can actually experience some real joy, not the Tim Walz kind of joy that smells, him and his wife smelling the city burning, but some real sort of laughs and clever, you know, ways to look at things, I think, you know, you'll get a little lighter in your step and, you know, you'll be able to sort of share it with your family members over the holiday and say, look, I never really thought about it that way. And be able to sort of pass it along to others.
WhitePrivilegeAlbum.com to learn more. You get it wherever you get your good books these days. The White Privilege Album, the author A.J. Rice. Mr. Rice, thanks so much for taking the time. Great pleasure as always, sir, and continued success with this and your other endeavors.
Thank you, sir, and thank Todd and the team. Have a good weekend.
You do the same. A.J. Rice, The White Privilege Album, and as I noted, we did a full hour with A.J. Rice on my television program in Iowa yesterday, and if you'd like to watch that, we were not shy. IowaTalkingPoints.com, that is where you can watch the video as you wish. IowaTalkingPoints.com, The White Privilege Album, A.J. Rice, the author. It's fantastic. We did that TV show yesterday, and yeah, I felt like there was some hope. And then, you know, ultimately it was time for bed, and I just kind of burrowed in, and I look forward to going to bed, nobody works the hours Todd Starnes does, but I put in a fair amount of hours, and so, you know, I like to have that little rest when it's time to go to bed, but I know I'm going to wake up refreshed, and it's because we are a MyPillow household. We don't have a sign in the yard. Maybe we should. Maybe Mr. Lindell can send a sign. But the sheets, the pillows, the mattress topper. I mean, this is all great stuff. Well, you asked and MyPillow listened. They're now bringing you the most requested offer ever. Right now, for this limited time, you can get the queen size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. You lay down at Andrew Jackson and there's money to spare. 1998. MyPillow made with the patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Keeps your neck aligned, holds its shape all night long, and I'll tell you, best sleep of your life. Absolutely. That's not all, though. Six-piece kitchen or bath towel sets, only $25 right now. And that brand-new mattress topper, you could get it for as low as $69.98. The famous MyPillow bed sheets, as low as $25, so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Be sure to use promo code STARNS. You'll get the best discounts possible on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow, only $19.98. Lowest price ever. So get on that right now, MyPillow.com, and be sure to use the promo code STARNS as you check out. We'll take another check at the impact of Hurricane Helene when we come back. Short break now. Final segment on the other side. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starn Show. Well, let's close out from the Liberty University studio where we began when Todd joined you at the start of the show 3 hours ago. Our thoughts and prayers with all of you folks in Starnes Nation across the country affected by Hurricane Helene. We now hear that at least 30 people in four states have been killed. Rescue missions still going on in the middle of the afternoon now on Friday. And even though the storm has passed in Florida and Georgia, it's still a very serious situation there with more rain to the north. So as you say your prayers tonight, think of these folks, if you would. Thank you, Cassie. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Grace. As always, thank you, Todd Starnes. And to all of you for being along. I'll talk to you, I think it's Thursday next week. Have an excellent weekend. Make sure you get to church. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starnes.